Courage is fear that has said its prayers. This is the thought for today. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Courage is fear that has said its prayers. You see, when we are fearful of anything, we are not confident in ourselves. We are not confident that the world is in order and that everything is going to be all right. We are afraid that whatever our fear is going to come upon us. And great minds have spoken about fear in many different ways, but courage is fear that has said its prayers. So when you have courage about something. You have courage about your health. You have courage about your relationships. You have courage about your friends. You have courage about your family, your life, your business. You have courage. What does courage mean? Courage means a indwelling belief or confidence that everything is in order. That everything is in order. If you didn't believe everything was in order, you wouldn't have courage. You wouldn't move forward and act upon it. You think, well, courage is like the hero man who goes into a burning car and pulls another person out. Well, that's not courage. That's the need of the moment. It has nothing to do with courage. If you were afraid that the fire might burn you, or if you were afraid that you might be too late, if you had any fears at all, and you had to overcome those fears, you wouldn't do it. You see, heroism, and I don't want to tout heroism, but heroism is acting without any thought. It's acting merely to do what has to be done. And you don't think, will it or won't it or can it or can't it? You just do it. So when we are acting without thought, and I don't mean that in a negative sense, when we are acting without thought, without worry, without concern, without fear, we can be very effective. And of course, maybe that's a very important thing to do too. But it leads us nowhere. When you are courageous in one situation, does that mean you're going to be courageous and the next time you see the same type of thing? Not necessarily. The next time people are going to say, my God, you went in there, you could have been blown up, you could have had this happen, and then they can sue you for pulling them out in a way that they're injured further, and on. Oh, my God, why did I even bother? Why did I even bother? You know what I mean? And you see, that's worry. That's concern. That's fear. That's something that is not going to be helpful to you. So, in all things that you do, believe in yourself, and that's what it means to have said your prayers. Orrin Moen, one of the directors of the United Church of Religious Science, when Dr. Henley said, pray for our forthcoming Congress, he says, no, I won't. Dr. Henley said, what? You won't pray for the Congress? He says, I don't wait till the last minute. I already did it. I'm all prayed up. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, you see, we don't wait till the last minute. We get all prayed up, and we put the cause in motion very powerfully. Prayer is putting a cause in motion, and we put it in motion very powerfully. And so we don't wait until the problems of the Congress and the problems of life confront us. We stand forth ahead of time, and this is what a courageous person does. A courageous person is one who has already said his prayers, who has already been confident in making a decision. He doesn't allow fear to enter in because he's not afraid of anything. And when people die, and you can see the difference, when people die who have had a fun life, they say, well, I wonder what the next experience is going to be like. And they go, but aren't you going to miss your mom and your wife and your kids? And I doubt it. I don't think that that's the way life is construed or constructed. Because if I were to miss each group of people that I had been associated with on each dimension that I was on, I'd be quite busy missing people. So I'm going to be in this next experience, whatever it is, completely unaware of what had gone before, and that's the way it must be. But aren't you afraid that you'd be alone? Why? Was I alone this time? I had a very good life. I gave the best I had, and everyone gave their best to me. It was a very good life. I'm very happy about it. Well, this is the end. No, this is not the end. This is only the continuing story of life eternal. But, if you want to hear Jesus, Jesus said, you're immortal. If you want to hear the Buddha, you want to hear Lao Tse, you want to hear any of the great philosophers, man, know thyself. And when you begin to know yourself, you never fear for anything. You never worry about tomorrow. You never worry about today. You just live in the now and have a great time. So, courage is fear that has said its prayers. Now, are you ready? Are you ready to set your life on the realization that you're the master? That you're the one who sets the goals for yourself? You're the one who makes the decisions for yourself? If you're ready for that, then wonderful things can happen to you. And if you're not ready for that, wonderful things can still happen to you. But if you're not ready for that, you probably won't even know the wonderful things that are happening to you. You see, this is why the idiots of this world, who have so much talent, who have so much genius, who have so much of everything, they don't appreciate it. They don't appreciate it. They never had to struggle to learn. They never had to struggle to become an artist. They never had to struggle to become a public speaker. Demosthenes put the pebbles in his mouth and became one of the greatest speakers of the Roman Senate. But the thing is, he struggled. But it's not the struggle that makes it. But he appreciated the talent of being able to speak. Now, do you appreciate the talent of your ability as an artist? Do you appreciate the talent as your ability of executive? Do you appreciate your talent as an ability of a writer? Ellen says, please, writer, put that in there. You know, do you appreciate your talent as that? No, you don't. If you would appreciate your talent as that, you would write. And you would write every single day, a certain amount of time, 10 minutes, half hour, whatever. But you got the talent. Now, do you have the talent to say nice things to people? Do you have the talent to tell people how wonderful they are, and how whole and perfect they are, and how beautiful they are?
Yes.
That's a lie. Because if you had that talent, you would go and do it. You would write things about it. Now, Ellen leaves her article for the Gist until the last minute. Well, if I were Ellen, I would have 100 articles all written up ahead of time, just waiting to be published.
I would say so.
And the same with my Serendipity, and the same with my God's Pocket. And Stefan, he wants to write, and he writes well. And he wrote his article, and then all of a sudden he stopped writing it. Now, we don't encourage people or discourage people from doing it, but if he really wants to do it, we're happy to have it. But if he doesn't want to do it, we don't want to sit on his back, because we're cutting down our space in the publication a little bit right now. And so the less we have is the better. But still, we'd be delighted to have his article, because they're so beautifully clean. And each one of you, we've asked you to write articles, but you're apparently incompetent in that area, and so you don't write. But when you write, that'd be lovely to have. But write. Show your talent. Have the courage to reach forth and say who you are. Now, Ingeborg's been having the statement, well, nobody wants to hear what I have to say. Well, that's because she doesn't want to hear what she has to say. If Ingeborg wanted to hear what she'd have to say, she'd be babbling like a brook. She'd be talking her head off. As Ilse would say, she'd be laughing her head off. Now, if Sylvia wanted to do these things, she'd do it too. But she doesn't. We don't see it. And we want to see it from all of you. Not by pressuring you to get it out of you, but because you do it because it's so much fun and it's such a joy. Well, just get these things out. And I want to see these things. I don't want these things to appear in the Gist before I've had a chance to see them. And I don't. If you want me to edit them, if you want me to offer my talent with you, then I will do that. And if you don't want me to, I won't. because it can go in just as you are at that moment, with your talent as polished as you are at that moment. And of course, you think you're very good, but if you were to have someone read that article without your name on it, and you ask them, well, now what do you think of this? Which one of these articles would you choose? And this was a person who was talented in writing. And they would say, well, I choose this one here, and it isn't yours. What would you feel? Would you feel, my gosh, I guess I'm really not so good. Now, here are 8 articles. 7 of them are yours, and 1 is written by somebody else, you know. And so they read these articles, and they say, oh, this one over here is a good one. You think, my goodness, aren't they getting the message that I'm a good writer, you know? And, well, are you getting the message that you need a little more polishing?
Oh, yes.
You see, courage is fear that has said its prayers. Courage is the going forth and writing. And you see, what I did with Ellen years ago, I would do with all of you if you wanted to. I said, Ellen, please write, and I'll edit it for you. I don't want to have it be mine. I just want it to be yours, but I want you to use proper words to say proper things that you want to say. And so I said, Ellen, rather than taking a lot of your articles, let's just take 1 article and polish it, and polish it, and polish it, and polish it, and polish it. And she said, I am sick and tired of that article. Well, that article should have become so beautiful with all our polishing that it said such wonderful things. But you see, when you are tired with your own work and polishing your own work, making it better, because you know you can, then you really are not too interested in writing. So, Herb, why do you use our names here in front of this audience that is listening to this? Well, I use your names because you're real. You're real people. And I'm working with you as real people. And if you, being so fantastic, are tough to work with, the rest of the world being fantastic without somebody around to help them is really doing something. Really doing something. Did Michelangelo go to school? Sure he did. Did he polish his talent? Sure he did. Did he think he was better than his teacher most of the time? Sure he did. But did he go for it? Yeah. Now, here is a world master who polished himself. Did he come off the press as a world master? Did he come out of the womb as a world master? Sure. But he needed the polishing. Did he know how to speak when he was born?
Mm-hmm.
Did he speak?
No.
No. Did he know how to do everything when he came out of the womb? Sure. Did he do it? No. He had to polish those talents. And he had to polish them and do it well. Now, what language did he speak? He spoke Italian. But he probably spoke other languages too, because he was a very intellectual man, very talented. But he had to polish those talents. And when he polished those talents, what happened? The genius within him just burst forth in harmony and beauty. So I say to you guys, believe in yourself. Write, or whatever it is that's your talent. Do it. Like Ross, all of a sudden turning out to be a sculptor. He always felt he had art talent within him, but until he really got going and doing it, now that he's retiring, he didn't realize how good he was. And what he does is to close himself up every day for a certain number of hours to work on his work. You look at it, you say, wow, is that great? And yes, it's great, but he put his heart and love into it, and it took a little while. And you want to spout off an article in 2 seconds, and then you say it's supposed to be perfect. Well, it will be perfect as you develop your talent. But at the moment, it takes you a little while to let it shine through. So have the courage to follow through on your talent, whatever it may be. And let it happen so that it's a beautiful expression of you, in fact. courageous fear that has said its prayers. Don't wait till the last minute. Say them all the time. I love you, I love you, I love you. Have a great day.